This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And let the explosions begin! Oh, wait a minute. We need a countdown. Are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
Woo-ha-ha!
We're just going to stop this.
Yeah. Oh,
duh.
Hey, look at the sparkles. The flashes. The 4th of July.
Incredible.
Yeah.
No, it's not retarded.
Yes.
Oh my God. Dude, that's what I would have ever seen.
Oh, he's not retarded.
La-la-la.
I'll drink to that.
Over 20 years ago, a crack DJ duo were sent to prison by WJFK for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped the shoddy studio to the Washington, D.C. underground. Today, still wanted by the FCC, they survive as DJs for hire. If you have a problem that no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can listen to The Don and Mike Show. Starring Don Geronimo.
He does not work well with others.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Read the TV guide. You don't need a TV.
Golden Boy, Mike O'Mara.
I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
You mean you don't feel a certain degree of urgent pressure on the inner wall of your bladder now, right at this moment?
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, can find a little action.
Legendary newsman and sexaholic, Buzz Burbank.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
I'll tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Proud German, Rob Spiewak.
Hail to the king, baby.
You're good for nothing. Get out of my face. You make me sick.
Can't you do anything right?
You'll never see your children again.
Stop. If this sounds familiar to you, you are not alone.
Ich dachte, du machst vielleicht eine Story über die Probleme der Golfbälle.
This message is brought to you by Stop Domestic Violence, a program of Behavioral Health Services North.
Career phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Cops don't like me. So I don't like cops.
From the moment I slapped eyes on this hombre, I smelled trouble and refried beans.
And John Norman.
Oh, he's a feisty little fellow. Feisty indeed.
Here you go, Sonny. A little something for the old sweet tooth.
Girls will get sterile just looking at you.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that one, too.
That is from a cat named Bill Barris.
Thank you, Bill. Any relation to Chuck?
Double B? Thank you. And now, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That good? Dennis Murphy listening to Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yeah, Crimson and Clover. Look at the sparkles.
Hello!
Red, white, and blue! Unbelievable! Oh, God. Sparkles! Sparkles! Crimson and Clover! Unbelievable! Oh, is that all right? Is that good? Unbelievable! Crimson and Cola!
Firework! Firework!
It's kind of a tribute.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Just get one more of those.
Did you hear him at the very end when he goes, he says to Rob,
is that good?
Dennis, if you're listening, that is a tribute.
It is.
I honor you with that.
Man.
You know, you keep laughing, I won't stop.
Sorry. Oh, my God. It's kind of a new twist on Dennis.
Yeah. I've turned the page.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, y'all, you know, the opening.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Blah, blah.
Don and Mike show. You want to know the date? Look at the newspaper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Want to know the time? Look at your watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't have the time? Get a job.
Thank you. Right.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Right. Phone number, unlisted.
Yep. Right. No bother. You happen to have it, consider yourself lucky. Use it.
Let me see. No, we should give out the phone number, 877-365-3636.
Okay.
Don and Mike show, right? Everybody knows that.
Yes.
And let's see. Oh, you know, you can hear us on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You can email us there at donandmikewebsite.com. iTunes has been fixed. I had a slight problem with iTunes today. Perhaps Yanni. Hey, Yanni.
Problem?
Well, I went to iTunes, and it immediately said, because I subscribe to the Don and Mike show on podcast, because why not?
Yeah. Right.
Bravo. Because why not?
Bravo.
So I went and immediately it said accessing, downloading, and it downloaded the episode where we were fat guys. The part of the show where we were fat guys.
Very
from yesterday, or when was that, Kong?
The day before.
Couple of days.
Day before.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
It's raining. It's raining food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what it downloads. It's raining food. And I thought, great, it's up to date.
Oh.
The problem is I went to try to find where we were listed, and I can't find a listing for talk radio. I did a search for us, and I couldn't find us, Yanni.
I noticed that the other day when I was loading the stuff up, and I think they've changed some of the categories. The talk radio one has gone away. I noticed the old ones that I have are now showing up as public broadcasting, so search in there.
Search in public broadcasting.
That's us. Okay. Yeah. Very good with the no nasal exhale.
Norman.
I'm working on it, Mike.
Oh, man. I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Johnny. Thank you. Listen, to not start the show by talking about the crap that everybody's going through at the airport today.
Right.
And you can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean really, it's nuts again.
The people at the airports today.
The British have a way of using the language just a little bit better. You know, what do we have? Orange, yellow, all, you know, those codes that we have for the... They have critical.
Yeah.
And that, right, to me, is a word that just sounds a little scarier than any kind. And obviously, it is
a critical
situation.
Mm-hmm. It's critical.
It's critical.
We must have your shampoo.
Mm-hmm. And no gel. No styling gel. Absolutely not.
You know what that means for me? I got to take trains from now on.
That's right. You're going to be John Madden.
No styling gel.
Your cosmetics don't come with you in a handbag on the plane.
You carry a case of gel.
Well, I know that we'll talk at some point today about what's going on. Really, nothing bad has happened, but everybody's aware of what's going on. Let me start here with two great magazine articles, both of them brought to my attention by my girlfriend.
Okay.
Last night. She was over. Oh boy, she and I. She's a really good girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
Janet Adrian. You know, Rob, why are you applauding for her?
It was gratuitous applause for the comment, the nice comment about the girlfriend.
But you don't like women.
Yeah, but if I had to rank them, I'd put her towards the top.
Okay. Right. There is no higher praise than that.
So anyway, we. Boy,
that dripped with sincerity, didn't it?
Dripped with something.
My God.
She and I can ride that roller coaster. She's got a job, and she's very successful in her field, and she's got a big deal coming up. You know, one of these, you know, home run out of the park deals type thing that she's got coming up, and she's uptight about that. And by the time I had arrived home last night, Wednesday night is normally the night that she comes over and we hang out, and she's nice enough to make me dinner, and it's a nice thing. And then I, you know, then she leaves and I go to bed, and it's a very nice routine that we're in.
Right.
I got there and she was very manic. She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I just walked in 2 seconds before you did. I can't believe I left the office today, and then I forgot the thing about the deal. I had to go back to get the thing about the deal, and then I had to go walk the dog, and then I didn't have time to go to the store." And I said, "Whoa! You know, slow down. Daddy's home. Slow down. Have a drink, and just chill out." I said, "You don't have to make dinner." "Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It will make me happy to make dinner." And I said,
That relaxes some people.
Well, she said this as she was really shaking.
I mean, I know cooking relaxes.
Shaking like she's got the palsy. She was standing there really like, wow. And she said, "Let me," and then she turned. And
eating it actually relaxes me even more.
She wanted to grab something, and she accidentally knocked her purse off the off the counter, and she said, Oh my God.
Oh, she had a meltdown.
And really
the last straw.
She was running upstairs. Running upstairs. Right?
Wow. Stressful day at the office.
I've been in the house less than 3 minutes.
Was her purse full of explosive gel?
So she goes back downstairs. And I say, what the frig is going on with you? And she said, Nothing, I'm fine. I'm fine. Let me make dinner. And I said, okay, whatever you like, whatever you want. She said, "You know what you could do? Would you please make me a drink?" And I said, "F you." Now, that was a joke.
Yeah. You said, I mean, because it's obviously a perfectly reasonable request.
Right.
You said it to be funny.
She said it very politely. She was in an awful mood.
But if she's in that stress way, she probably missed it.
She's just standing by the she's standing by the stove or wherever, you know, the microwave, and she's you know, "Would you please, just, if you have a second, just make me a drink? That would be great." I said, "F you."
And did you exhale when you said it?
It was just like, "F you." And she went, "What?" And I said, "Hello, Joe." You know, I said, "Really, do you think I'm really going to say F you?" And then, you know, there's that awkward moment. And then I left and I made her her beverage.
Yeah.
And then we sat down. And now I've been dating her, about 7-8 months, something like that. And she's my girlfriend and all. But as we were sitting down last night, I said, "Shouldn't we really discuss, you know, what's going on inside that brain of yours, you know, because we haven't talked about, you know, why you're hanging out emotionally on a shingle?" And she said, "After dinner." It was like everything was focused on this goddamn dinner.
Right.
And I said,
"Was it a good dinner?"
"I don't know, Mike. I didn't have it because," well, I said to her, and I was not busting her balls. I said, by this time it was like 9:30. I said, "I'm not hungry anyway. And besides, by this time, I really shouldn't eat this late anyway.
Too late to eat."
I said, "What I would really rather do is what I wanted to do when I came home 2 hours ago, ask you what the frig is going on with you and have you just tell me. I don't want to have dinner first. I'm not hungry." And listen, I wasn't a total jerk. I said, like, "Thank you for making dinner. I appreciate it.
Did you wrap it up?
Oh, yeah.
Go to waste.
It got wrapped up. It got wrapped up. And then we
find out what it was?
Oh, no, it was that chicken Chesapeake I like so bad.
Yeah. All right. That doesn't keep real well. You might want to eat that tonight.
I will. I'll have it tonight.
Okay.
So we were sitting at the kitchen table and we were talking and you know, it's that thing where one thing leads to another thing. And I said to her, I said, "Well, congratulations." She said, "What?" I said, "We just might as well be married." And she said, "What do you mean by that?" Because she had like half tears in her eyes and it really caught her off guard. She didn't understand my meaning. I said, "Because we're sitting here like married people going through this crap because you have to go through this crap because you're married to the person and that's part of the deal." I said, "You know, I care about you, et cetera, et cetera." But that's you know, I said, "This is not what I signed up for."
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So what it is, you're exiting the honeymoon period, and you're actually verbalizing it, which a lot of people don't do.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's very honest, and I'm very honest as well. And good. And
that can do no good in a relationship.
No, I disagree, Mike. No.
Hey, what do I know, right?
I disagree.
No, I'm kidding.
It worked for me and Frieda. It worked for me and Janet. So we talked some more, and then she left.
Mm-hmm. And everything's
fine. I should clear up that I was making a little joke there about honesty thing. I didn't mean that seriously, just in case anyone's listening.
Yes, everything is more than fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and part of it is, actually, I have to tell you, after being married to Frieda for almost 25 years,
right.
Yeah, and loving every minute of it, but, you know, I was, you know, like every guy, you know, under her thumb, mm-hmm. There is a part of me that I really try to keep under control, but it is just...
What part is that you try to keep under control?
The part where you actually stand up and say what you think,
mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, when you're married for a long time...
You keep that in check.
You could, I mean, you can't say to somebody,
right.
You know, like, I couldn't have pictured myself after 24 years, after 20 years, after a year of marriage with Frieda, sitting there and saying, hey, listen... This is not what I signed up for.
Mm.
You know, come on. No. Cut the crap. I mean,
right.
There's no way. But
you couldn't do that.
But I, you know what? Here's the thing. It's called leverage. And I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it before. I mean, she's got it as well.
Right.
I would say the exact same thing. I'd say the exact same thing to my girlfriend. She's got leverage, too.
By leverage, you mean what?
By leverage, I mean... See, you know what you're doing? You're being a bad man now.
Why? I'm asking.
Because you're...
I'm not trying to lead you down anything you don't want to say.
This is going to come out a way that I don't want it to come out.
Yeah. I think I know what you mean.
By leverage, what I mean is...
You both could go your separate ways,
yes, because,
at the drop of a hat.
Because I'm a single successful guy and she's a single successful chick.
So it's equal.
That's exactly what I mean.
Right. You like what each other brings to the table. You enjoy it. You're not at the stage now where, you know, first of all, there's nothing formal.
No.
And, you know, you're not at the stage now.
Did I scream that loud enough?
I think we all got it.
And I understand that what it is you're honest because you're not that concerned about it. It doesn't have all the ramifications that something would have if you were married for a long time.
Neither one of you is legally obligated to take crap.
Yes, and I make a point when I say something like that to her, mm-hmm. You know, I say, you know, you can give it back to me, and,
right.
And not that she hasn't,
right?
She certainly has. She's belted out a few out of the park my way. So last night was an interesting night. It was I guess she's officially my girlfriend now.
So did it end well? Did everything end okay?
Yes, everything. Of course, everything ended fine. I mean, everything always ends fine. I mean, you know, all she really wanted was, you know, she just wanted a hug, and she just wanted, you know, someone to say, oh, mm-hmm. You know, you had a bad day, and I understand that. Oh, and Rob, we could really use that song right now.
Yeah, because she obviously did have a tough day. She was pretty stressed out.
Have a bad day.
Mine's gone very well today, incidentally.
Good.
Your day?
Yeah, today's much better than yesterday was. Or was it the day before? What's the day you played me the song? 2 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, two days ago. Yeah.
Good. Thanks for the update. Now, why'd you roll your eyes?
Because, you know, I mean, they're all the same, basically.
It's kind of a blur.
They're all going to be the same for a while.
All of the days are the same?
Yeah, they're all going to be the same for a while. I can't really talk.
Anyway, it was a unique experience with Janet.
Well, you're
and
growing. What you're doing is you're growing, and that's nice. That's the way it works. Relationships grow, you know. That's what happens, you know.
So so anyway, she we talked afterwards, and you know. And I'm not so proud that I will tell you I apologize. I said, you know, I'm
good for you.
I'm trying to learn here, you know, but I'm not a mind reader.
Right.
You know, and I said, God knows, with Frieda, we broke through that wall right away. You know, let's lay the cards on the table.
Right.
You know, just whatever it is, just lay it out there. Just save the time. I mean, it was not the best night ever, but, she made up for it today.
Ah.
Made up for it today.
I think I've learned that saying what you feel in a relationship and cutting through that crap is a very positive thing, because it really, you might have some tension at a certain point, but overall, I think in the long run, it relieves the tension.
Well, I had my tension relieved today.
Did you?
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, congratulations.
You understand what I'm saying?
Good for you.
And not the usual way.
Good for you.
Not the usual way. With another person.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a hell of a lot better, isn't it?
That's right.
Really is a lot better.
Yeah.
You feel more normal that way.
I think so.
You don't feel like a dirty boy.
Like an audience?
Yeah, with Big Ed from next door.
That's not.
He likes to watch.
Well, who doesn't?
He likes to watch. No, I mean, she's a sweet woman, and she felt bad, and I called her this morning, and I said, my usual, don't worry about the day ahead, blah, 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 blah. And I said, if you're, like, been between appointments or something, you know, if you want to, like, swing by for maybe like something
that's the best
something yeah. that didn't happen last night
that's the right. best
yeah
that is the best
everything's fine
oh good
everything's, like everything's fine
it helps
we're good.
And well, this was also my long-winded point on this. She also then said to me, she reads a lot of magazines, and she said, there are two articles I'm surprised that you have not talked about on your show. And again, I'm defensive, hold off with the show prep, okay? Uh-huh. Please, take a step back from the curb. I'm the professional. You are a new listener.
Right.
I could tell her that.
So she said, well, okay, you probably know best. She said, but then again, I'm sure that you have seen the Us magazine that has Leah Remini on the cover that says, how I lost 80 pounds while she still looks like a fat ass.
She's got you there right away.
And I said, well, no, I hadn't seen that. And then she gave me this one. She said, oh, or maybe you haven't seen the new Esquire that has the article, what it feels like to have two vaginas. A real article by a real woman.
Wow.
And I said, no, I've...
She has two?
No, not Janet.
I meant the article.
But the woman in the
article.
That's
not a
yes.
figurative statement. That's a literal. Yeah,
this is new.
That means two taints.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Maybe not.
Actually, it doesn't. You know, this
probably
is,
not.
No?
I think we can most likely read this on the air. I think that we can.
We can maybe dance around the difficult parts.
We can work our way through this.
Rob's cheeks are starting to get flushed. You looked it over? Okay.
He sanitized it.
No, that's no guarantee.
He read it in the bathroom. Alone.
Him looking doesn't mean me reading it, so be advised.
Oh, my God, that's so cool, because they'd want to have sex with both sides.
Hello?
There's nothing here we can't see. Hello there, Janet Adrian.
Hello.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. Just want to just check in. I was just talking about last night, talking about today.
Thank you for pulling me off the ledge.
Thanks for dinner, and thanks for
the
articles.
Who doesn't get on the ledge in this fast-paced life we lead? Who doesn't get on the ledge once in a while? Don't we all get on the ledge? I mean, if you're working and you're slaying the dragon, you got stuff to do. Everybody has those.
But really, just for future reference, if you have a bad day at work, if you have a bad day at work. I hate this goddamn song.
Oh,
and yet, I swear to God.
We part company there. I love it.
Oh, it's going to make you cry.
If you've had a bad day at work,
you kick up the
pick up that Thai food or pick up that Chinese food. Don't sit there like a crazy lady making food like your life depended on it. Please.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. I'm just waiting for him to say you had a bad day. When does he say that? What? What, Janet?
I'm having a very good day today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well.
Thanks to you.
Well, no, hey, no. Thanks to you.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Thank you.
You hear what I'm saying? Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Don.
No, thank you. You may call me by my real name on the radio if you like.
Okay.
You can call me Mr. Source.
Had a bad day.
Like at home.
Just like at home.
Mr. Source. Might call you that myself.
All right,
it's
sweetie.
It's my pleasure.
Okay.
It's my pleasure.
Would you stop saying that? And got the articles, so we're set. We got the magazines. We're all set. Thank you for those tips.
I'm glad you liked it.
And
okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Don't do anything crazy. Do anything crazy.
He's gone now.
So anyway.
Gone now.
So we have all that, and then I'm ready to give her like a boatload of attitude, like, because this was in the middle of the fighting last night.
Right.
I was like, please don't think you can feed me show prep ideas, mm-hmm. please. You know, right. Do I tell you, you know, how to go out and sell salami? Right. You know, please.
She's the best in the country.
I gotta say, salami queen.
A promo.
That's so flattering.
So from Esquire magazine.
Yes.
This is a rather short piece, but a true story. What it's like to have two vaginas.
Fascinating.
This is from the August issue, brand new issue. And thank you, Janet, for finding this mm-hmm. and writing it.
No.
Let me see. Hey. What it feels like to have two vaginas. By Anonymous.
Sure.
Hey, well, age 41, uh-huh. mm-hmm. record company executive.
Really?
As told to Chris Newtall Smith.
I have two vaginas. This is Jim Elliott.
No, I'm kidding, Jim, if you're listening. You know that? You were. You're not a record company executive anymore.
No.
This could have been written years ago, though. When he was 41.
Hey, now, Mike, come on. Mike,
come on, that's out of the line. It's over the line, Mike.
Let's bury that, Mike.
Knock it off. Not funny.
When can I get a reservation at Old Barra's?
When we have Men with Two Vagina Night. No, I'm just, look, I don't mean anything by that. I love you.
If you give me a free meal, I will drive from New York City.
We will have cream spinach on the menu for you, James Tiberius Elliott.
Oh. Okay, what it feels like to have two vaginas.
This is great.
Let's talk about this instead of the fact that now when you go to the airport, you can virtually forget, at least in the short term, uh-huh. you can virtually forget a carry-on of any type at all.
I don't got no problem with that.
But, I mean, no phone, no Crackberry, no iPod.
They don't let you take phones on board anymore?
No. Everything's got to be checked, and this is the problem.
Well, that's, you know,
What if you're one of those cats like me? Mm-hmm. You like going fancy-free. The beautiful moment is when you get off the plane, you think, hey, I'm not one of those suckers that has to go down and wait for my luggage because I'm carrying it with me.
Mm-hmm. How many trips have you and I made over the years where we just brought the carry-on, and that was it? I mean, that was kind of the rule.
At least now in the short term, we're all going to be doing carry-on unless you just want to buy your supplies.
I mean, we're all going to be checking our bags.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right. Yeah,
I don't have a problem
with
that.
We'll have no carry-on.
I seriously don't have a problem with that. I mean, if it does prevent these scumbags from doing it again, what the hell? And you know what? If carry-on bags go away, you know, maybe they'll go away forever. I think it might happen because, I mean, what are they going to say one day? Hey, the threat's gone? I don't know. I think we might not see carry-ons for a long time.
No, I mean, well, this is why I thought we should talk about it later, but we can talk about it now.
Okay, all right.
I think it'll probably...
pass, I suppose.
I'm sure that it will be relaxed.
Yeah,
In the next month or so, you know, especially coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, you can bet your ass, that you're going to be walking through... the security, and you're just going to have maybe your car keys?
Well, the way I understood it, you can take carry-ons on. You just can't take liquid gels or shampoos or anything like that.
Yeah,
I also
heard electronics.
Cell phones.
I saw on TV today they were taking people's phones and iPods and they were checking them.
Right.
But do they give them back to you and you take them on the plane?
Yes.
Oh, well, so then it's not prevented. Well, what is it?
What is what?
Do they give the way I understood it, Buzz, was that it's not like you give them the iPod and you get on the plane and then someone comes up to you and says, here's your iPod back. You have to wait until the plane lands.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, that's when you get it back.
After
arrival.
That's what I'm understanding.
See, I heard today was the liquids. That was all. They were all about the liquids and stuff. You can still take carry-on bags.
If you have if you have a cell phone or a Crackberry
like
or something.
How do you like to be at the airport today doing this?
That's how you light the device. That's how you trigger the device.
Detonate it, yes.
Yeah,
right.
With an electronic piece of crap. So today you had people, they showed them just throwing. They showed this one lady, obviously from New York,
mm-hmm.
Just like Joan Rivers on steroids.
Okay. And she's had a few cosmetics on her.
She's got the big, gigantic fingernails and the Peg Bundy-type sweater on.
I mean, we're
and
talking says, nail polish, says, mascara,
right.
everything.
I am having to pour away $500 worth of cologne.
You know, would you rather have pieces of your body floating down to the ground, for God's sake.
Right.
You know, really, we are just so we're so stupid sometimes in this country. You just deal with it. I mean, we are, you know, if there's one thing I agree with, we still are at war. We're at war with these people. There are people every day that are trying to figure out ways to kill us, to kill other people in Western European countries.
Hey, I saw your boy on TV today. Saw him laid in Green Bay.
Oh, really?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And you know what? First thing he says, I want to thank, I'm proud of Tony Blair. Mm-hmm. I want to thank him for his work.
And thank you so much.
And then it was like a commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, and the feeling I got listening to Bush was like, what he really wanted to say was, well, I see that everybody's against this little war I've got on terrorism. Mm-hmm. What do you think now, suckers?
Right.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. That's kind of the attitude.
I hope it's not his attitude.
He was not a total swinging dick about it. But
because really, I mean, is he trying to tie this into the whole Iraq thing? Does he make it sound
he
like...
He said...
See, I think we could put more resources
it's
towards...
It's our ongoing battle against terror.
Exactly.
And this is why we must stay the course and why we must be united and our enemies will never stop.
It's amazing.
After us and,
do you feel the same way I feel?
Don't bring shampoo on the airplanes.
Right. I mean, it's not, but it is kind of.
I can't live without my moisturizer, goddammit.
I'm serious.
Will they supply that in first?
It is kind of a futile
thing,
isn't it?
Are we going to go back to plastic knives and forks again?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, we have to deal with this forever.
Right.
Forever. I don't think this is going away. This isn't like an army.
Well, then why don't they just make all the planes like Con Air? Well, you remember that great movie with Nicolas Cage?
Right. I think they could do a million better things to keep airplanes safer. I think it's ridiculous.
You get in a plane that's used to move convicts around. Mm-hmm. You put everybody in a cage, and you chain them down, and you strap them down. And
you know one of the things the Americans, we have too much stuff anyway.
I love Con Air.
So, I mean, we have all this stuff.
No, I disagree, Mike.
We have stuff.
I'm king of stuff, and you're king of stuff, too.
But I could do without it. If you have to, and you know you're going to the airport, you know it'll make boarding a hell of a lot easier
if we don't have
carry-ons.
Right.
But of course, when you get to the airport, it'll be an hour and a half to get your bags because there're going to be thousands more people waiting in line to get the bags.
Christ.
But that's not going to change. That's always been that way.
Unless you're one of the jet setters like me, cram the bag together, get that vacuum sealer thing, put like a week worth of clothes in a bag you can carry on your back, and boom, you're done with the crap. Now I'm right back in line.
How do you feel about it? You haven't really said how you feel. How do you feel about, these restrictions, right? I mean, I say we have to deal with it.
How do I say this and not sound, I'm not anti-American. I'm not anti-this. I think it's knee-jerk. I think it's, these guys are 5 steps ahead of us.
I totally agree with you about it's knee-jerk, but it's probably something we should have done two months ago in that regard.
We caught them on this. So it's like, okay, we caught them on this. Now we're going to make sure. No matter what you do, no hair gel ever on a plane again. Well, don't you think that these guys are thinking, hey, all right, they figured out our hair gel ruse. Right. Let's move to plan B.
Don't we still put unscreened cargo on our planes?
Yes.
On our commercial airliners? That hasn't stopped yet?
No.
And all the stuff coming into port.
So, I mean, I'll agree. They're in a tough situation. I don't know what I would say.
Yeah.
I
don't think the guys, seriously, at TSA, they get so much crap. People have forgotten so quickly.
Hey, Buzz.
But they do a fantastic job. I really think they do a great job.
I think we finally have time to hear your TSA story.
That's right. I'm sorry. You didn't get into it with a TSA. Did you get into it with a TSA guy?
I did, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Things were a little different then. Today is maybe not the best day.
Look at how red he is. Look at how red he is.
He did that. Buzz, the bus is pulling up, and Don's got you by the collar. He's throwing you under it right now.
Tell you a little story, Buzz.
No,
save it, Buzz.
Right.
Save it for another day.
All right.
I'm just.
Does have a lot of cosmetics.
I'm just goofing on
that
you.
That was the problem.
I'm just goofing with you.
It ought to be like Batman in the movie Batman when he messed with the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use cosmetics anymore. The Joker, yes. When Joker, made people die because they were using the certain cosmetics.
Hi, Joker.
New and improved Joker products.
And then the unbridled joy of living in the Midwest part of the country. Nearly a month to go now until Labor Day, and I've arranged. I'm going to take my daughter and her husband and the grandkids down to Florida. We're going to go to the place that's not Disney.
Right.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So immediately today, God bless her, I got the call from the Heartland.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I said,
well, there she is.
I thought
is
I turned that off. I really thought I turned that off.
I thought that was a sound effect.
So did I.
I'm sorry.
Fit right in.
Just have to take a call.
Just a moment.
Hello? Hey, John, I'm on the air right now. Sorry. I will. John. I'll call you.
We can hear what the guy's saying. Mike, it was John. He needs you to call him.
I come in here now. You know, I got a new phone, and I come in here now, and the first thing I did.
I know. It's a delicate balance for you, Mike. Which is restaurant, radio, show.
No, I came in here. I came here seriously and turned the key volume off.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I saw you messing with me.
Didn't you see me do that?
If you bump the button, it changes the setting on the ringer.
It does what?
Changes the setting on the ringer.
It does?
Yeah. The button on the side.
Oh, the button on the side changes.
Yeah. And if you bump it.
I don't have to go into this thing every time?
No.
Now, right there. Here's where I got it.
Should you really call John?
See where it is right there?
Yeah.
See, now I put N on my phone, and that's supposed to vibrate. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Would you like to check your phone until after the flight?
Hold on a second.
We'll give it back to you.
You know, I think you're going to have to give us your phone at the beginning of every show. Put it in a bag.
No.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Jesus. I hope it's turned off now. I really hope it's turned off.
You want me to look at it?
No, I'm fine. I got it. I'm having a little issue with that thing working the right way. I always put it on vibrate when I come in here. And here it is in the beginning of the show.
So your daughter called from the Midwest.
Buzz, thank you. And she said, do you think we'll be safe?
Flying, because she was scared about all the news.
Flying down to Orlando there.
Right.
And I said, you know, oh, honey, we're going to be fine. We are going to be just, it's a month from now. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, but, you know, like shampoo and stuff for the kid. I said, this, you know, if it doesn't fit in the bag, we'll buy it when we get down there.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
And, you know, and you should tell her that when we have these things happen, airports become safer than when they're not.
Right.
They're looking out for people.
I told her that.
That's what I try to tell myself.
I told her that, and then I said, you know.
And have a lot of cocktails before you get on the plane.
Right. Nothing to worry about. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so glad that our relationship is as solid as it is. I love you so much, and these tickets are non-refundable. So get your family's ass down to Florida.
Get on the damn plane.
Just get on the snakes on a goddamn plane. Countdown to snakes on a plane. How long, Head? Any idea?
I think it's a week from Friday.
Week from Friday.
8 days gone.
And you know the thing is that
effing planes off, effing snakes off my effing plane.
And I also heard they did a reshoot. Now there's bare breasts in it. And a snake on a bare breast.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Now we're going
turned
to the
on.
Movies.
Yeah. Sam Jackson's breast.
And you know the thing that's weird with all this? I mean, I planned to do this like 2 days ago. I'm going to the movies tonight. I'm going to see that World Trade Center movie tonight. I'm going to actually go see it. So, you know, everything just ties together
enjoy
at the same time.
Good for you. Have a good time.
Tonight, you're going to call me. Are you going to call me
guy
for going to see it?
No,
or what?
I think maybe today would be an odd day to.
Yeah.
Go see that movie.
I think that for everything I've read about the movie, it's not exactly what, like we're going to be doing cartwheels coming out of the theater.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it a musical?
It's not a musical. No,
but I need to read about it.
All I know is that Jesus answers when I call. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Tonight?
Yes.
High definition? I don't give a
Hey!
Hey! I don't give a.
You don't care.
Right?
Backup
a rat's
again.
A.
Thanks. It's preseason. I don't care, baby.
Is there a game tonight?
Your Indianapolis Colts at your St. Louis Rams.
That's not a bad game.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. It's got your man, right?
Peyton Manning will play for about two plays.
Will your man be playing?
Which man?
Torrey?
Oh, Torrey. I've got men on both teams, Mike.
Yeah, you've got Peyton and you've got Torrey Holt.
I've got my two men, Torrey Big Game Holt and Peyton,
hey, how you doing?
Manning.
You do seem to have an extra spring in your step. That's an NFL spring. You're wearing some of your NFL. Of course, you always wear your NFL stuff.
Yeah, but it's my new fancy coach's stuff.
That is the new stuff, and now you're excited.
It's new from the Packers catalog.
When is the first Green Bay preseason?
Saturday night, 10 o'clock against San Diego.
But who's coming?
I'll be watching it.
That's good.
Oh,
you know, it's so funny. Your sports fandom is just beginning to bloom. It's just that the bud hasn't even burst yet as mine begins to wither and fall off of the plant.
Oh, is this the part of the year where you're going to be sure that your guys are going to...
The suck socks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, you lose two in a row to the Kansas City Royals. F you. That's what I say. I'm mad. This is my mad time, okay? This is my mad time for all the expensive, overpriced guys that are, you know, that leave it up to one or two guys, you know? No, I'm not going to say that, Rob. I'm not going to say the Boston Red Sox.
It's a better pun.
Not looking real. You haven't heard me this way in quite some time. I'm feeling pretty low about the prospects for this season.
Give me the newspaper.
I don't know if I predicted. Did I predict anything at the beginning of the year?
No, we don't do
that. Did I do my usual?
No, we don't do that since they...
No, but, you know, it really just sucks when you can't hold a one-run lead against the Kansas City Royals, worst team in baseball.
I was checking my notes. You predicted 150 wins for the Red Sox.
Let's see. Boston's record.
Going to fall short of that one.
You got a lot to cry
about,
Mike.
Now, that's USA Today, so they won't...
Hold on. Just stop.
That will not show you that they're three games now and back of the Yankees.
But hold on a second.
One of the Red Sox.
Hold on a second. Oh, my team's no good. My team is 65-46. Jesus, stop your whining. Christ, they're 20 games over 500.
Doesn't matter. They're in a very competitive division.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Is it their fault?
Please don't chastise me when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. I can whine if I want.
No, you can't.
Hey, it's whining time. We're all whining now.
You can't.
All the fans are whining. There's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm going to whine.
You can't whine about that. Jesus Christ.
Yes, it's, you know what it is? This is not, yes, this
you
is the beginning of the slide. This is the beginning of the slide.
What if you're in Kansas City, 39-73?
This is the easiest part of their schedule. This is when they should be mopping up the floor with these guys. They're going to go to the tough cities now. Well, maybe they'll turn around.
Yeah, they're just resting on the road.
They're just resting. Sure they are.
Sure they are.
Yeah. No, but it's you know, it's kind of depressing.
It's depressing to be 19 games over 500.
They're behind.
In August.
They have slipped.
Three games out.
They were four games
That's
in front
depressing.
Of the Yankees.
And now get the cyanide tablets.
The Yankees.
Give Big Poppy a cyanide tablet.
Don't you
tonight.
Realize that I live and die with these guys every night? I watch the games every single night.
162 games.
I know. I can have my moments. This is the low point of the season so far. This is very depressing. It really is. You know, I know that. Not that bad though. Not as bad as this song. No, I thought this team was. Not going to walk away with it. I didn't think they were going to win the division going away, but man.
It's August, Mike. They're three games out.
Well, get their ass together. Look, the Yankees are winning, like, again and again and again and again.
Hope you're having a good day today.
I am having a good day. I didn't have a good night when I watched that game.
It's going to turn around for the Yankees.
You know what I did? I was a bad fan. I went to sleep early. I didn't watch the whole game. They scored their four runs, and I'm like, oh. Kansas City in the bag. Boom. They came back and won.
It's going to turn around on the Yankees because none of them are going to be able to bring their Derek Jeter cologne onto their airplane.
I forgot he's got a cologne.
It smells like grapefruit and moss. It
smells like feet.
Let me just say they're going to love this. When we come back, what it feels like to have two vaginas, brought to you by Ford.
Oh, no.
Bold moves. There you go. That's a good team player. That's what I like to hear. Oh, no. Oh, no. Thank you, Leah Spiewak. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Something funny that I might have to get a phone call about. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, so it's the vaginas and it's Leah, which I guess means... The vaginas.
Yes.
We'll be talking about three of them.
Three.
Three of them when we come right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.